Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your guest host, Nancy Mack, and I'm all here with Mary Jane Mack. But before we get started, I have to give a shout out to my friend, Dave Brady, across the pond over in Ireland. Hope you're having a great day, Dave, and hope you're having a great evening. And thanks for always listening to the show. We really appreciate it. Okay, for those of you who don't know very much about Mary Jane, she is a medical intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington, and she's had one there since 1992. She's also my mom, best friend. We're kind of like twins lately. Everything I buy, she buys the same thing. So
that's been going on a long time, though.
I know.
She just hasn't told you.
Yeah.
It's just gotten worse.
It's gotten worse. Worse and worse and
Tell
worse.
Tell them about our trip.
We are headed off on an exciting adventure starting tomorrow. We are going on a safari. We're going to Kenya. And one of my favorite charitable organizations, the David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust, had a gala event. I like it, Benny. I like it.
I couldn't help it.
I like it.
You're going to see some lions.
Get us in the mood.
Oh, no.
So they had a gala last September and opened up the bidding to their supporters. And there was a lifetime, safari of a lifetime. So I thought, I'm going to go ahead, put in a bid. And lo and behold, I won. And I am so excited. The David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust rescues orphaned elephants who are victims of poaching. They take them to their nursery. They hand rear them. And then they return them to the wild. It's the most fabulous organization, and I hope that all of you can check it out. You can foster a baby elephant for $50 a year, and it's just a really special, touching organization. So Mom and I are headed off to London.
And I get to be her guest.
Yes, I'm taking my mother as my guest.
What does that say?
I'm not sure.
Oh, you two will have a great time.
Oh, we're going to have a great day.
It's going to be interesting to see if we'll be back together in October for our show.
So anyway, when we went shopping, we wound up with just about everything the same.
I know.
Safari clothes. And then as I was packing my suitcase yesterday, I walked past the suitcase and I thought, well, maybe I should see how I could, you know, how this is going to work. Because I went and got a new suitcase because it was lighter. So I started putting my things in, and I didn't even get my safari clothes in. And it's really not that much because they're pretty compact. You know, they're real lightweight. And as I got those in, I thought, oh, my gosh, this isn't going to work. There's no room for my shoes.
But what she did say is I said I was taking a duffel bag. Then she got all upset that I was taking a duffel bag and not a suitcase. So guess what? She's going shopping today for a duffel bag. So let's just pray they have a different color. Okay. So anyway, we will be able to tell you all about that. You can check Mary Jane's fan page. Just go to MaryJaneMack.com, like her, and we'll have lots of pictures from our safari posted probably the first week of October. All right. Getting back to the show. We have a very special guest today, and I'd like Mary Jane to go ahead and introduce our special guest.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that the people I work with or refer to are top notch in their field. I only work with the best, and I only want the best to work on me. So I'm very, very particular. And for example, Lonnie Nordell is somebody I work with who I feel is top in her field, has the best results. And my friend Tom Nagle, who we're going to have on the show today, tell you a little bit about Tom. About 3 years ago, I went to a horse clinic, a centered riding horse clinic with Karen Erland and Tom Nagle. And I had been to many clinics, centered riding clinics through the years. I've been riding for a long time. And at that clinic, it was the most amazing clinic to learn how to use your body in riding. Because it's all about your positioning. If you ride correctly, your horse can move properly and correctly. So when I went to this clinic, I had some body issues. I was kind of off a little bit. And Tom's presentation at the clinic is a morning presentation. And Nancy's laughing at me.
Off a little bit.
So Tom does this presentation at the horse clinic, and he walks through talking about he'll tell you all about it, but position and posture. And so he worked on me for about, I've got to say, it wasn't more than 5 minutes. He worked on my feet. And when he was done, it was like amazing. And that was all he did, was 5 minutes. And it changed everything I did at that clinic all weekend. So I was pretty impressed. And then I followed up and went to a few more clinics. And as I got to know Tom, I asked him, I know he works specifically with horse people, but I had asked him, and since that time, I asked him several times if he would consider working in my office, because I knew that he could help a lot of people. And with the work he did, it was so dramatic and amazing, because after I had that initial work done, I went for private sessions with him, hour sessions of body work, and it was life-changing. So I wanted to coax him to come to my office. He's in Illinois, and I thought if he came and several times a year, it would work out for my clients, and everybody could get good results and be happy. So he said, no, I'm just working with horse people. And, I mean, that was his thing. He really, really liked it. He's international. He travels all over doing it. And then last year, he approached me. He said, you know, I think it's time. I think it's time for me to come and work in your office. And I was like absolutely thrilled. I knew it was meant to be. It was right on purpose. And I knew that he could help a lot of people. So Tom Nagel is an internationally recognized instructor and clinician. He has been a certified Zen meditation instructor, an advanced practitioner of Zen body therapy, and has a third-degree black belt in Aikido. Tom gives presentations and teaches people how to effectively use their posture, breathe, and awareness to live better lives. He has written two books, which are fabulous. One of them is Zen and Horseback Riding, and the other one is Simple Pushes. We're going to talk about that today. That is another great book. So he is an amazing person. He changes people's lives, and he is very gifted. So I would like to welcome my good friend, Tom Nagel.
Hi, Mary Jane.
Hi,
Nancy.
Hi, Tom.
We all know Tom because we all have body work by Tom.
Yes, we do. I can remember the first time Mom said that Tom was coming to the office, and she said, I've set appointments up for you. And I said, why? And she said, you need to go. And before this, my mom would go and see Tom, and she'd come home, and she'd say, that was very painful.
I don't know why I pay him
for
that.
I don't know why I pay him to go and get this work done, because it hurts. I said, well, great. So why did you sign me up? I said, I have no desire to go in and pay to have somebody hurt me. However, I went in, and my first session, I didn't have any pain in my body. I was lucky. And the transformation, just with what he does, I don't even know what he does, but it's like...
And we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, it was amazing to... It's just mind-boggling.
Well, let me just... I'm just going to say this, then we're going to start talking to Tom. When we have clients see Tom, and they see Tom the first time, they walk out of the office and they want to book two appointments for his next visit to town. And it's just the way it goes. And everybody, when they get on the schedule, his schedule is locked in. It doesn't change. People want to see him because they know that they've had a change in their body. it's been something major, and it makes a difference. And a short example is my friend Rex, who's he would not mind me telling you, he's been on the air before. He's been in 3 airplane crashes and broken his back twice, and that's been several years ago. And he's done all types of body work, all types of acupuncture, you name it, everything, just to be able to keep going and do what he does and keep active. But he still was really, really hurting. And he saw Tom one time, and he felt a little bit better. But the last time Tom was in town, he saw him twice. And it was just, it was life-changing. He said he changed his life, and it made such a difference. And now he's able to go back hunting, and he's a guide. And so right now he's on the road doing his guiding and hunting and everything he wants to do, and that's thankful to Tom.
Well, it's time for us to take a short break. However, when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Tom. He's going to explain a little bit more about what he does. We'll also be talking to Mary Jane, so we'll catch you on the other side. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your guest host, Nancy. I'm here with Mary Jane, and we're here with our very special guest, Tom Nagel.
And we are going to have Tom come on the line and tell us about yourself, Tom.
Mary Jane and Nancy, thanks for having me on the show. It's really a fun to spend some time again with you folks. It's really I enjoy being out there in Seattle, and it's been my privilege to come out there and work the people that I've done the bodywork sessions with. They're just a great group of folks. So it's part of what you were talking about were the bodywork sessions that I do. Basically, what I do is I teach people how to be present in their lives by refining their posture, breath, and awareness. And one of the things that I start with is the posture, because if the posture is not correct, then a person's breathing can't be correct, and also then their awareness is it's very difficult to correct their awareness without the posture and breathing being correct. And that comes from my Zen background, which I started doing Zen in 1977. And the whole basic premise of Zen is that the practice of Zen for me has been to be present in every moment. So that's basically what I present to people. And specifically in the bodywork alignment sessions, what I do is I align the body in the vertical plane. And if you see most people walking around, most people's heads are too far forward. A lot of times their pelvis is tipped down, and they're not in line with gravity. And what happens is gravity works 24/7 to against us in some ways. And the more we can align up with it and become vertical in our posture, the better off, better lives we can live, and the better we can deal with our surroundings. So the first thing about that is I level the pelvis. If the pelvis isn't level, then it's hard to align the body up. And then after that, we work on freeing the breathing. And actually what happens is the breath gets stuck because the fascia, which is the coating of everything in the body, fascia coats the muscles, the ligaments, the tendons, gets stuck. And when that gets stuck, it actually inhibits the bones from moving. So what I actually do in my bodywork session is to release the fascia so that the bones can move. And sometimes that's painful, and sometimes it's not. It just depends on the person.
I know.
But at the same time, it's not always painful. So, I mean, people say, is bodywork painful? And I say, well, pain is, it depends on the person. Pain is an indication of what I see pain as is where your body's stuck. So I'm kind of neutral to pain. If there is pain, that's fine. Let's get it unstuck. And part of my experience is in bodywork is that if you have pain in your body, you have to re-experience that pain so that it can leave the body. You just can't make it go away. Or if you take a pill or cover it up, it still stays in the body. So,
And in my experience, too, with the pain, I talk about the pain. In my office, I was telling people it's not like a massage. It's not a comfortable body work. Just as a set them up for what it is. And a lot of people don't have pain. But when you're really stuck and you've been stuck for a long time, it can be uncomfortable. But here's the good thing. When you have the pain, as soon as it's released and you let it go, you're better. And when you're done with the session, there is no pain and you immediately feel better. So it's parts of the session that could be uncomfortable at times.
But I have to say, it doesn't last for a long time. I mean, it's like, you know, maybe 30 seconds, well, so hit a little tender spot, yeah. And then you breathe into it, and you can actually feel that stuck place kind of unfold, let go, and let loose. So I always say it's kind of a weird fun feeling.
Well, and Tom walks you through it and helps you, teaches you how to breathe through it, and when you do that properly, the release is much faster.
Right. I serve as a facilitator. I'm not a healer. The only person I can really heal is myself. But when I work, I would do body work with people. Basically, what I do is I facilitate them healing themselves and speed up that process. So that's so I know I'm doing the sessions right. When people come and see me, and go, "Oh, it's great to see you," and they're really happy to see me get on the table. I go, "Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, this is painful." But I said, "Remember, it feels really good after we stop." So. And the people walk out and they feel more aligned with gravity and they feel lighter and they're
thinner.
And they can breathe better and walk easier and their bones move better. So to me, the issue is not pain. It's about being able to move and move within, let the bones move in the body correctly.
And it's long lasting. It's long lasting. Yeah. It's not a quick fix. It changes you.
Well, it's a quick release, but you get the results stay with you for a very long time.
Yeah.
So right. I like the part where Tom says, "Now you're much taller and thinner." That's always makes me smile when I get that.
Right, and then I say, and that's all you will remember from the session. You're taller and thinner.
That's right. Taller and thinner. But what I like is when he works on one side of the body, and he has you stand up, and you can actually feel that you're off balance. It's like one side is longer, straighter, taller, and then you lay back on the table, and if you're nice, he'll even you back out. So when you stand up, you're even and taller and everything's back to normal. So it's amazing. I mean, it's mind-boggling the changes from the work he does.
Well, and with why it works so well for me in my office is when I see people who are stuck and they keep going back to the same pattern, you could continue doing nutrition, but that nutrition is not going to change them the way it's like working with Tom and having the body work done. Then they get then they really can change. The nutrition can work, their body's realigned, and then everything starts to really go together for them.
You know, Mary Jane, part of what I've learned too is that it's not just the body work either, though, because you can do really good body work and people can feel a lot better. If the nutrition doesn't support that, then the body will go back into its old habits. So they work really well together. That's what I found.
Yeah, exactly.
They complement each other, just like the work that Lonnie does, clearing the emotional stuff. So you've got the body work, that's great, the nutrition, that's great, getting rid of all those old emotions and changing those old thought patterns, and you become a brand new person.
Well, we have a great team.
I love it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm very blessed to be able to work with Tom and Lonnie, and of course my mom. But looking forward to my next session with Tom, which is going to be in November.
So, but Tom, tell us a little more. Keep going.
Well, one of the things I'd like to just to let people be aware of is that when I'm working people, I'll ask them. I was working a client once, and he came in and I said, "What leg would you like me to start with?" And he said, "I'd like you to work my bad leg." And I looked at him, I said, "I don't work bad legs." And he kind of had this surprised look, and he said, "Oh, but, you know, my right leg has had a tumor removed, and it's got all kinds of scar tissue, whatever." I said, "That's fine." I said, "Now you're describing what happened to that leg, but if you have a bad leg, what are you saying to yourself?"
Yeah,
it's kind of like, okay, and you've got to be careful what kind of self-talk that you do. So, and I said, "So in this case, you have a good and a gooder leg." And I said, "We'll start on the good leg," and it really you become aware that people, you know, what we tell ourselves about our body, it's okay to describe it. When you make it into a noun that I have a bad leg or I've got a bad shoulder or a bad knee, then your mind will actually work to fulfill that.
Exactly. It's like saying I have a hard time. When people say that, it goes so deep in their subconscious. And they don't realize they're doing it, but then it's more difficult for them to change because they reaffirm every time, like you say, that it's not right.
And so part of the things that people can take away from this conversation today is that be careful what you say to yourself. Your body's listening to what your mind's saying. And if you hurt your knee and say, oh, my knee's really killing me today, what are you saying? I said, no, your knee's hurting you today, but it's not going to kill you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have to interrupt that in your own self-talk. The other thing that I found is that when I ask people, I say, where do you hold your tension? And invariably people say, well, I hold it in my shoulders or in my neck or in my lower back. And I look at them and I say, well, I said, that's where your tension will always be. And they look at me like, well, where do you hold your tension? I said, I get tight on occasion, or when I do get tight, I let it go either up the top of my head and out the top of my head or out my fingertips or my toes, but I do not hold on to it. And if you tell yourself that, my tension goes to my shoulders, every time you tense, your shoulders be tight.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was
a good awakening for me.
Me too.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start letting my tension go through the top of my head and out through my fingertips.
Right. And it doesn't mean you're not going to get tense, but it doesn't mean at some point if your shoulders might not be tight, but you can say, well, my shoulders are really tight now. However, I'm going to make an effort to let it go and leave my body. I'm not going to keep it.
Exactly.
It's those kind of self-taught things that are, if you say, oh, every time I get tense, I get a headache. Every time you get tense, you're going to get a headache. So you have to be careful what you say to yourself.
All right. Well, it's time for us to take another short break. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be back with Tom Noggle, Mary Jane Mack, and myself right after this. Catch you on the other side.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, RHINOROZ.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host. I'm Nancy Mack. I'm here with my mom, Mary Jane Mack, and we're here with our very special guest, Tom Noggle.
And before we change the subject here, I wanted to finish talking about how pain leaves your body. And I think this was an interesting question that Tom asked me the last time he worked on me. And he said, well, how does pain leave your body? And I had to stop and think. And I thought, well, I don't know. And then I thought about it. And after he worked on me, I said, well, it's not leaving my body. It's swirling. I could feel it swirling in my body. And then he talked. Go ahead, Tom. Tell them what you told me.
It came from my experience of I was in Germany assisting one of my Zen therapy teachers. This work that I do is called Zen Body Therapy. And I was assisting Audrey Nakamura there, who was teaching the class there. And she was working on a woman, and she'd worked her shoulder because her shoulder was in pain. And she said, "How do you feel?" She said, "Well, my shoulder feels fine where you worked." She goes, "But now it's kind of gone down to my scapula, down lower." And so she worked there. She says, "Well, now how do you feel?" She says, "Well," she said, "that feels fine, but now I feel a pain in my arm." And Audrey stopped and said, "How does pain leave your body?" And the guy looked up and goes, "I have no idea." And Audrey says, "That's why it's not leaving." And so, I learned there. And once she was able to decide how pain left her body, and it could be directly where she's being worked with, or what goes out her fingers, or your ears, or the top of your head, or your toes. Once we were able to establish that, then she was able to get out of pain. So it's an important concept, because we don't know that we're not supposed to store pain in our bodies. We get pain and we go, "Oh, it hurts, and we don't know how to release it. So it's a good question for you to bring awareness to.
Oh, yeah, I think it's a great question. And once people think of it, it's like you say, you can't change anything till you're aware of it. And once
Correct.
You're aware of it, then you can make a change. So it's great.
Right.
So tell us a little more about your background, Tom.
I studied the body work I started out in doing Aikido when I first came to Chicago many years ago. And I studied under Fumio Toyota Shihan. He was my Aikido instructor, and I did Aikido for many years. And when I was doing Aikido, I met my Zen teacher, who had come over from Hawaii. His name was Tanoe Roshi. And when Tanoe Roshi came over, I started my Zen training. That was about, in 1977, so quite a while ago. And then through my Zen teacher, I met my Zen therapy teacher, and his name was William Doubley. Dub died about 6 years ago. But Dub was trained by Ida Rolf and Moshe Feldenkrais, and he was a direct student of both of them. He actually started the Rolfing Guild and the Feldenkrais Guild, so Dub went way back. And that was I just happened to show up in Chicago, and there was Dub, and I'd done Zen for 9 years before I met Dub. So my background is I come into body work from the Zen side. And Dub was phenomenal. He just—he was a master body worker. He was also a lay Zen master. And the results that Dub would get with people were incredible. And so that was my—and he wrote down his works. He had three manuals that he wrote. And when we do Zen therapy trainings, we actually learn directly from what Dub was written down. So it was my pleasure to be with Dub for about 20 years.
Yeah, that's amazing to be able to be with a master that long, and that accounts for how amazing you are to have that experience. And I know in centered riding you've worked with a very famous person too.
Well, actually, I got into the riding part, which was directly because of my wife Jane West. I had been doing the Aikido and the body work and Zen for many years, and my wife in the meantime rode horses. And so at one point I was looking to make a career change, and I'd actually had an experience on the back of a horse, Mo, riding, that I actually learned how to use my psoas muscles that many people had used unconsciously. And I thought I knew what they were talking about, but it wasn't until I was on the back of my horse, Mo, that I actually had an internal feeling of what I call scooping, which enabled me to use my psoas muscles, level my pelvis, and actually follow the motion of my horse. Instead of bumping up and down, I was able to actually ride the trot without bumping around. And so I talked with Jane, and she said, maybe we should, teach other people about this. And I started doing body work sessions I do a body work alignment session with riders. And in 1 hour, I align and balance the entire body, or attempt to. And so, but in the process of working about 30 riders, two of them did something totally different. I asked them to flatten their back against the table, and both of these gentlemen actually, when they when they flattened their back, their stomach muscles got soft. And I'd seen that before, but only in people who'd been through a 10 Zen body therapy recipe. And I knew they were using their psoas muscles. And I asked both of them, where'd you learn to use their psoas muscles? And they go, what? They'd never heard of the psoas. And I said, well, how did you learn to do this motion? And both of them said, this was independently, riding bucking horses when we were kids. And I got excited. I thought, wow, the riding world must know all about the psoas. And I went to the internet. This was about 12 years ago. And there was really there was almost nothing about horseback riding and psoas. So I talked with my wife, Jane, and she said, well, let's see if we can put a clinic together and take it on the road. And so that's when I first started doing clinics. And through my clinics, people said, you need to write a book. I said, well, I'm really not a writer. But they said, well, yeah, but you have a 38-page handout that, that you can condense that in the book. I wanted my students to have the information that because it was so important. So I actually condensed it into a book, made a small book out of it, and came up with 100 pages. So that was my Zen and horseback riding book. And once I got out there through that, I met a riding instructor in Michigan who was living in Michigan at the time. Her name's Karen Erland. She was a level 4 centered riding instructor. And Karen asked one of her students to bring me over and do a clinic in Michigan. And I did that with Karen. And then subsequently through Karen, they invited me out to the centered riding annual symposium. And it was at that symposium that I met Sally Swift, and who was the founder of centered riding.
Very famous person in the riding world.
And actually, I was, I learned right before I was supposed to give my presentation that Sally Swift never talked about specific muscles. And I thought, oh boy, I'm in trouble because I'm going to talk about the psoas muscles. But I proceeded to give my presentation, and Sally was 90 at the time. She was sitting right in the front row. And I talked about the psoas and their how they are important in terms of stabilizing the pelvis and enabling the diaphragm to drop and to breathe correctly. And they're the true core muscles of the body. And Sally Swift was sitting in the front row nodding. And afterwards, Sally motioned her assistant came over and says, Sally liked to give you a little bit of feedback. I thought, okay, great. This is my one lesson with Sally Swift. And Sally says, she said, Tom, she said, I really enjoyed your presentation. She goes, however, if you could talk a little slower, I could understand it better. And I said, thank you, Sally. I said, I'm a little excited to be here, and I tend to get excited. And when I get excited, I talk fast. And so, but that was my feedback from Sally Swift. And so after that, I had asked Sally if she'd write a foreword for my book. And she said yes, and she did. And so that's how I was. I didn't spend a lot of time with her, but it was that meeting was significant that when I met her.
And now you also travel internationally?
I do. I've been doing the Rider's Seat Clinics for about the last 12 years. And I actually do those individually, and I also do a Rider's Seat Combination Clinic with Karen Erland. And I was invited to go to the Netherlands 2 years ago. I received an email, and someone said, the riding instructors here really like your book. Would you be willing to come here? And I said, I'd be honored to come out there. And so I went there the first year, and then the second year I brought Karen back with me because Karen and I, it's really fun for me in our clinics because my expertise is in how bodies work, in the biomechanics of how bodies actually work. So I get people on and doing exercises on the ground to how to engage your psoas, how to use your psoas correctly, how to breathe. So I do the morning presentations, and then in the afternoons, instead of people riding around with me, they get to ride around with Karen. And Karen's got about 50 years of riding experience, and is just a wonderful teacher and instructor. So they kind of get the best of both worlds. And so it's really exciting for me to do our Rider Seat Combination Clinics. And Karen and I are going back in October, and we'll be back in the spring there in the Netherlands. So I guess they like us, so they keep inviting us back. So it's been really fun to do that.
Well, you do good work. And remember, when we're talking about riding, people doing body work for riding, we're also talking about that body work for riding affects their entire life. So it doesn't matter whether you ride a horse or do something else. That's time is effective in whatever it is you do to make it to make you better. And that's why it's such exciting work. So we're going to talk now, Tom. I want to get on to talk about your book, Simple Pushes. This is really exciting for all of you out there. It's a practical view or look at how you work in your lives every day. So, Tom, you want to tell us about that?
Do you want to, take a break now, or you want to come back after the break, or we can talk about it now?
Yeah, let's go and let's do that first. Sure. I think we'll have a little more time on the other side of the break to get into it. So
you're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be back with you after the break. We'll talk more about Tom's book, Simple Pushes and Zen in Horseback Riding, with Mary Jane Mack and Tom Noggle. Catch you on the other side. No more counting
dollars. Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune into Intuit University. Compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together, and visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
I invite you to come on into the reading room and pick up a book that you'll love. It's Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light, An Extraordinary Journey. You'll find this book hard to put down, as Sandy shares the gripping story of her journey from childhood trauma to the empowered woman she is today. And like so many others, you'll find it to be one of the most inspirational books you've ever read. You'll love that it's filled with practical tools and ideas you can use to bring greater light and joy into your life. Get your copy by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com. Stars.
I see this life like a swinging vine. Swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and ye shall find.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. My name is Nancy Mack. I'm here with Mary Jane Mack and our very special guest, Tom Noggle. We're going to talk about his book, Simple Pushes, Finding Balance in Your Life. And I was lucky enough to receive this as a gift from Tom, signed. And he gave it to me. And then the very next day I had my session. And he said, did you read the book? I was like, well, not yet. I had to, you know, a million errands to run, but I didn't read it, but I'm going to read it. I have to say, Tom, I read the book.
Good job.
I read the book, and I'm going to go back and read it again. But the thing that caught me about the steering wheel, the pushing and pulling, I think I'm just a hanger-oner. I don't push or pull.
Well, let's tell Tom.
Yeah, Tom, why don't you go ahead and tell us about simple pushes and finding balance in your life?
Simple pushes was basically something that I discovered. I kind of came upon it by accident. I was at a clinic in Michigan, and I was teaching people how to how to use their arms when they ride horses. And I actually was moving my arms back and forth at the shoulder in what I call pendulum arms. And we were all doing this exercise, and I said, think of pulling with your arms. And one of the women there said, oh, my riding instructor, Karen Erland, who's my colleague, Karen says we should think of pushing. And I thought about pushing. And actually, when the arms are going back and forth, you don't know. From the outside, you can't tell whether they're what the intent is. But when I had the intent of my arms going forward and pushing, it changed the whole process. And what I realized is that when you ride a horse, your arms have to push forward. And so after that day at the clinic, I got in my car to go to my hotel, and I got behind the wheel, and I put my hands on the steering wheel, and I realized that I pulled on the steering wheel. I thought, oh my gosh, I've been driving for 45 years, and I didn't realize I was pulling on my steering wheel. And so so that kind of got me started thinking about the concept of pushing and pulling. And so basically what I ask people, I say, do you push or pull on your steering wheel when you drive your car? And I ask this in my clinics, and the people kind of go, they kind of look like, I don't know, I've never thought about it. And then I go, well, think about it. And because driving is something that we've mastered doing for the most part, most of us who are driving, almost all of us who are driving have mastered it. And we don't think about how to drive. We just drive automatically. And what I realized is that from my personal experience is that when I was driving, I pulled on my steering wheel. I pulled it toward me. After that, I started asking people, and the experienced riders at my clinics all said, oh, we push on our steering wheels. So I started thinking, well, that's a good idea. So I'm going to start pushing on my steering wheel because I want to ride better. But I have to caution, if you start pushing on your steering wheel, do not push with your foot. I got my first driving ticket in 40 years of driving while I'm pushing my foot on the steering wheel. And I'm with Jane, and we were going to a clinic, and I'm the guy, the policeman's behind me with the lights going around. I said, well, Jane, I said, I'm not happy I'm getting a ticket, but I do have proof that I'm a pushing now. And so when I ask people, do you push or pull in my clinics, I would say, because most of the people ride horses, I would say at least half or say they push. And then the other half, there's about a quarter that say they pull, and a quarter says, I don't do either. I just hang on my steering wheel. And I go, you're pullers.
Yeah.
Because you think about it. If you're in neutral and you're hanging on your steering wheel, what happens to your energy? Where's your hands going?
Towards you, right?
Yeah. So the people who are in neutral or say they're in neutral are actually pulling. And then the other thing I realized was that later on I was in Germany, and I was talking with one of my colleagues, and I was having trouble. It was a challenge for me to stay awake when I was doing Zen meditation there, and not only there but everywhere. So because I'd start sitting and I'd fall asleep. And I asked my friend Raymond Schroeder, who was there. He's a colleague of mine, and I said, Raymond, I'd never seen Raymond sleeping when I was sitting Zen, and I knew there was either one of two things. One was that he was awake. The other was that he was sleeping exactly at the same time I was. And when I opened my eyes, he opened his eyes, and I didn't think that was probably correct. Okay. So I said, Raymond, I can't stay awake, and he looked at me. He says, Tom, sleeping is pulling. And I thought, oh, my gosh. And I had one of these aha moments where I kind of looked at my whole life, and I realized is that most of the activities that I was comfortable in doing in my life involve pulling. And what I mean by that is And when I said you push and pull, does your energy go out or does it come in? And what Raymond, when he says sleeping is pulling, I realized that pulling was kind of my life habit. As long as I can remember, I've been a puller. I was really sensitive as a kid. Give them, you're tired, you're hungry, and you're poor. I can't do anything, but I'll certainly feel bad about them, okay, as a puller. And I didn't understand people who would push. I read a book that said people actually got energy from bullying other people, and I couldn't even believe that someone would bully someone and get energy from it, because it was so foreign to me. But I realized that basically my habit in life was to pull. And so interesting enough, the next day after I learned that my habit was to pull, I was doing meditation again, and instead of trying to stay awake for the whole time, I thought, I'm going to stay awake for one breath. And so I did one exhale, and I was awake. And I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to stay awake for one more breath. And by actually pushing to stay awake and pushing my awareness out, I was able to stay awake for 30 minutes. And I had been able to do that for about 20 years.
Wow.
I usually wake up in my meditations, but not to begin with. And so in some ways, what I realized was the antidote for me as a puller was to do simple, small pushes almost on a regular basis. And when I started doing that, my life itself came into balance more. And I found that I'm a much happier person because I'm aware that my unconscious habit was to pull. Now that I become aware of it, I have a choice. Do I want to push or do I want to pull? And for me, it's almost always I have to do small, simple pushes for balance for me.
And this affects everything. Tom has just touched a very little bit on this, but his book is just fabulous. It affects everything you do in your life and can totally change your life depending on what you do.
And Tom, can you give us your website out so people know where to get your books?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. You can get my book on Amazon under Simple Pushes. Also Zen and Horseback Riding on Amazon. There are also ebooks out for both of those that you can get on Amazon. And then my website is www.zenandthehorse.com, and you spell out the end. ZenandTheHorse.com. And you can also order them through my website.
Okay, great. And if you...
Well, tell us in just connect it up just quickly how this can help your life in just...
We have 30 seconds.
The first thing is you can't change something you're not aware of, okay? You talked about that earlier, Mary Jane, right?
Right.
If you don't know that, you don't know it's there. So until I knew that I was basically a puller in my life, I just automatically pulled and didn't know what to do. So you start by recognizing an unconscious habit, which in my case was pulling. And through that awareness, then I can make a choice whether I want to push or pull. And through those choices, then I can achieve balance. And then when through that balance, then I'm actually living a much more fulfilled life for my own life by doing this. And I just wanted to share that with other people. And it also gives you insight into why you do what you do and why others do what they do. So a lot of things now make perfect sense to me that I didn't understand before. I see that almost as an example, to be a professional athlete, you have to be an out-of-balance pusher, almost, not completely, but you'll find a lot of that happens with professional athletes. They have to be so focused and pushing. I find it happens in politicians, whether you're liberal or conservative. To be a politician, you have to push, and by pushing, become out of balance. Now, if you're aware of that, then you can come back into balance. But so a lot of things now make sense to me that I didn't understand before. And actually, you can use simple pushes to achieve balance in all your daily activities. And the thing I'm excited about is that if you go to my website, it's a new thing. I'm going to be doing some simple pushes seminars at Mary Jane's office on Wednesday, November 6th and 7th, if you call up the office, then you can register for that.
It'll be a fun time.
Our seminar.
Right.
And I'll cover all this information in person.
Well, Tom, we'd like to thank you very much for joining us today, and we look forward to seeing you in November. Also, if you would like to attend one of Tom's seminars at Mary Jane's office, you can go ahead and give Rhonda a call at 888-777-4232 or go to MaryJaneMack.com. Once again, Mary Jane's number is 888-777-4232. We thank you all for listening. We hope you have a great day, great week, and we will see you after our safari.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.